theme song. Hey, I'm Matt Stauffer. I'm your host, The 5-Minute Geek Show. This is episode 9, and we're at 5minutegeekshow.com, F-I-V-E, 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5. We're also on iTunes, and apparently, if you rate the iTunes podcast and you give it, like, good ratings, it does amazing things like put The 5-Minute Geek Show on the iTunes new noteworthy. For the technology section, we were somewhere in there in the top 20, but also in the software how-to section, which is not the right section. This is supposed to be tech news, but whatever, I'll take it. We were in like the top 10. It's amazing. So your ratings are actually super important. And I always heard people say that. I was like, meh, it's not really a big deal. Who cares? But apparently it actually matters. Now, granted, I understand. You're listening to this right now. You're probably not in front of your computer waiting to link, which is why you should go to 5minutegeekshow.com. Check out the link to iTunes, go rate it. It actually would make a big difference. I really didn't realize this mattered, but apparently it matters. Okay, that aside, so there's all sorts of stuff going on in the 5-Minute Geek Show infrastructure ecosystem. For example, I can't lift it up, but I have a USB importer thing that basically lets me plug an XLR or a quarter inch into my computer and record it via USB. Got this for Christmas. Very excited. Used it to record that little intro we just listened to, me playing on my bass. Also have been geeking about mics with all my geeky friends online for the last 2 weeks, and I might end up upgrading. Who knows? And that stuff about that. Also, my wife is amazing and made me this. And if you can't tell because you're listening on the audio only, it's a notebook that says The 5-Minute Geek Show on front of it, and it's where I write down all of my fantastic ideas. So the idea for today actually came from a conversation I had with a guy about the 5-Minute Geek Show website, and the guy's name is Paul McGrain, and he said, basically, can you open all the external links on the 5-Minute Geek Show website in a different browser window? And I was like, yeah, I'm not really sure about that. Thanks for the suggestion, though. That's cool. And he kind of got back to me. He was like, I totally understand, you know, like that you might have your reasons for not doing it, but here's my reasons that you should make it automatically open up. And they were actually really fantastic reasons, not actually as if they shouldn't have been, but they were very good reasons. So I figured we should talk about it here. So originally, everybody makes their links, you know, there's a browser link, it's an href, and they just let it go wherever they want. And at this point, there weren't really new windows and new tabs. It was just kind of like you have your single browser window open, you click on it, and the state of your browser window changes to a different place, changes to wherever, you know, somewhere different than where it was before, and it's no big deal. And then at some point, we realized that we could use this target command. A target, you know, allows you to choose a particular window or a particular frame in a frame set, which nobody uses anymore. Back there, it mattered. And you could say, change the location of that thing. And it usually was a frame, but maybe it was a pop-up or something like that. And it's like, okay, so, and then you learn you could also do target equals underscore blank, which meant pop up a new window. Well, a lot of the rest of it in terms of naming windows went away. I mean, I don't think I've seen anybody do that since the frame set days. But target equals, you know, quote underscore blank has actually been a thing for a while. And what it means is this is a link that I don't want to take you away from my website. So instead, I'm going to force it to pop up a new window and later it became a new tab. This is, you know, good in a lot of ways. It keeps people on your website and your own tab, all that kind of stuff. But one of the frustrating things that folks ran into is that it kind of reduces the control or the ability of the user of your website to choose when they want a new tab or not. And a lot of people end up saying things like, hey, you know what? You could chill out in this a little bit because I can choose. I can hold down the command button if I'm Mac or the control button if I'm on Windows, and I can just basically, you know, choose to go to a new tab. But when you force it on me, oftentimes I get kind of confused and I don't know what's going on. So it's actually been my policy for a long time that I never use target equals underscore blank in any of my sites, because I'm like, I'm going to allow the user to choose. I'm going to trust that they're intelligent enough. I'm never going to force them into this. And there's some really great article. Hopefully I'll find it and look at them in the show notes. It's basically saying, like, you're treating your users like idiots, and the vast majority of them are, and they're going to get irritated with you because they're going to be hitting the back button to get back to your site and not actually remember that you auto-generated a new tab for them. And then they have to remember it and they go back to your website. It's kind of frustrating. I'd rather let them do that for them. So that all was running around in my head when I got this message saying, hey, on the 5-Minute Geek Show site, can you do this? He said, you know, that's cool, you got your own thing there, but what you don't realize is that I'm on your website listening to your content, listening to your YouTube, watching YouTube videos or listening to your audio in the background. And while I'm doing it, I'm kind of scrolling around, I'm looking at show notes, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, really interesting. I'll click on that thing, and I click on it, and I get booted over to another site. Well, the problem is you lose the audio playing, and if you hit back, it's going to lose your spot in it. You go back the whole way back to the beginning, and then you just kind of give up. And I've had that experience. I never I never listen to audio in the built-in players and websites anymore because of that problem. I'll always, you know, command click that and open up the MP3 or whatever it is, open in a different tab so that I can navigate around without losing it. So he's like, if you made all your links automatically open in a new window or a new tab, then I wouldn't have to have that concern. And that was the first time I've heard anybody talk about this in a way that I was like, that actually is a really valid concern. And now that I think about it, I actually think that article I was referencing might have mentioned that and I might have forgotten about it. So I guess that's actually kind of the entirety of the concept here is talking about when is it and when isn't it appropriate for you to force kind of certain behaviors on your users. And this one we're talking about popping up a new window. Now, notice that this is different than popping up a new window using some kind of JavaScript thing where it's like it's here and it doesn't have a browser, you know, Chrome, all that kind of stuff. That's so inconsistent. And the benefit of doing this way is you're just saying, look, new window, new tab, browser, how handle it however you want, which means you're never going to get all those issues with the browser's pop-up squasher, you know, making it not go away. If you say target equals underscore blank, it's going to open it in a new window and that's it. And apparently, it turns out, thank you, Paul, there's actually some good reasons to do that. So do you disagree? Do you think that this is a terrible idea no matter what? And Paul should have been smart enough to click control, which he was smart enough, but he didn't. Or do you think this is absolutely great? We should be doing it more often. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. Also, one other thing, I want to have some kind of commenting system. And folks have been like, I'm not sure if YouTube commenting is the best place. So I've been thinking about moving commenting to the blog. I want to hear from you on that. Out of time, that was it. That was fun. So you heard that little song, which is me playing on my bass, and I played plugged into GarageBand, and I played with every single filter before I did it. But now we're actually going to do outro, which is me playing that song in video, so you can actually see it happening, and then I did a little doohickey afterwards. I am sorry. It's out of sync. I did it before I recorded this, but what the heck? I'm going to throw it on there anyway. So that's it for 5 Minute Geek Show Episode 9, and I'll see you on Thursday. Minute Geek Show 5 Minute